to the south side here. A little strange position for us, though, Coach, calling games from the end zone is something kind of new for everybody in this group here.
Yeah, it, you know, luckily, I'll tell you, one of the things about this new stadium is the lights.
Yes.
This is unbelievable, the lights. So it is a little bit better than usual, and it is, you know, it's a good thing I have binoculars to see down at the far end, especially the numbers on these kids. But it's it could be worse. This is really pretty good.
Alonzo McCowner deep for Norman North. Houchin kicks it off. And off the hands and into the end zone. Bounces off Alonzo's hands, and it'll be a touchback. And the Norman North Timberwolves will take over at their own 20-yard line, first and 10 from that point. In the backfield is their senior quarterback, 6'2", 192-pound Jackson Romaldo. They have that big offensive line up front from left to right, 301, 263, 285, 315, 316. Among the receivers is the grandson of OU coaching legend Barry Switzer, Luke Switzer. Doug Switzer's son is the split in, a 6-foot senior. He comes out and goes to the left side. Two receivers left. One to the right side is Jay Ellison, their star running back. Take the handoff to him, keeping it to Romaldo, and he's going to be buried right at the line of scrimmage. Unit coming there quickly on the attack there. Caden Thomas leading the way for the tacklers for Union. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
Well, it's only one play, but that's a good start into this second half.
McCown now in the backfield. Behind Romaldo for Norman North. From their own 20-yard line on the second and 10 after no gain on the first snap of the second half. Take the handoff, throws out to the right side. Caught, diving catch, but only getting a couple yards. Braden Dorney made the diving catch there. It'll be just a gain of about three on the play. Second and a third and 7.
And this is a big down, I believe, right here to start this second half, because they're going to have to punt it against the wind if they have to punt. So it'll be, this is big.
McConaughey in the backfield behind the quarterback, Romaldo, who's in the shotgun. Three receivers left, including Luke Switzer, one to the right side. Third and 7, need the 30 for a first down. Back to pass Romaldo, being rushed, and down he goes inside the 15-yard line. Big pass rush. Caden Thomas, the cornerback, and made the stop there for Tulsa Union. And the sack means it's fourth and long and time to punt away for Norman North in the first possession of the second half. Good start.
And with punting against the wind and that, it should be Union getting the ball on the on their own side, on this side of the 50, so they won't have to drive it very far if they field it and do the right thing.
Trey Franken back deep. Luke Switzer punts it away. It's a short kick with the wind knocking it down. Bounces at the 40-foot, reached the 45-yard line, and Union's got a great field position.
Yeah,
as the wind really got hold of that one. So a short punt on the play, and the Redskins are going to have the football to start in Norman North territory.
I think one of the things Switzer was trying to do was not punt it real high up in the air and let the wind blow it around, but I think it kind of shanked off his foot trying to keep it low.
They're going to mark the football at the Norman North 42-yard line. So here come the Redskins. Snap, turn, handoff. Off the right side it goes. Tempest, the quarterback. A.J. Green on the carry to start this second half. Picked up about 6. It'll be second down and 4. Going to mark at the 36-yard line now.
Tell you what, you got to be in pretty good shape to play quarterback, because you got to run to the sidelines every play and get the next play. So you got to be pretty good shape.
Ravon Banks in the backfield along with the quarterback Grayson Tempest. Second and 4. Hand off to Ravon Banks. Banks goes off the right side following the nice blocks there of Nate Marshall and Will Thomas. Going to get a couple on the play. Be third and 2 now for Tulsa Union. Just underway in the second half with Union leading Norman North 21-17. After the short punt, they have the football now after Picking up about 8 yards, it'll be third and two at the Norman North 34-yard line. Junior Smith goes to the left side of the quarterback, Grayson Tempest. Tempest takes that high snap, bounces off his hands, picked up by A.J. Smith on the fly. He's going to go across the 30 and get the first down. Not how you draw it up there, Coach, but it worked for Junior
Smith. Yeah, I'm not sure. They had a man in motion, and they snapped it, and Tempest turned his back, and I think he was going to make it look like he was handing it to that guy, and the regular running back was going to run it, but when it bounced off his helmet, it kind of changed things. But luckily, we got the first down.
Yeah, Junior Smith made it count for the first down play, so now it takes it down to the Norman North 30-yard line. A.J. Green back in the backfield now with Tempest. Tempest takes a snap from the shotgun, looks to his left to throw, now on the run, keeps it himself, 30, 25, 20, out of bounds, about the 18-yard line. Nice job by the sophomore quarterback, 5'11", 151-pounder. And another first down for the Redskins, as now they move inside the Norman North 20-yard line. They'll put the ball down here at the 19.
Tempest plays so much more aware than most sophomores would play at this situation. Very, very smart football player.
From the shotgun, Grayson Tempest in the shotgun. A.J. Green straight behind him. Two receivers out to the right side. Turning it up to Green. Green in the 20, inside the 15-yard line. Still spinning and down near the 10-yard line. Nice, tough run again by A.J. Green. Pierce Hassan on the tackle for Norman North. Picked up 9 on the play, though. It's going to be second down in the short yard, all the way down at the 10-yard line. Redskins threatening here against Norman North, their first series of the second half. Two in the backfield, including Banks. Pitch goes to Banks, swings out on the right side, and spins down to the 5-yard line. Robon Banks takes it to the 5-yard line.
Oh, we got a late flag. I don't know.
What's that about now?
I don't know.
Kind of pointing towards Norman North. We'll see what happened there.
I'm not sure.
Tempers flared there for a bit. Flag is down. Officials talking it over. Ronnie Robeson, the referee tonight. He's going to chat a bit with his umpire, Eddie Morris. They had marked it as Union with a third and 1 yard to go at the Norman North 10-yard line before the penalty flag.
Oh, against Norman North. Good.
Yep. Personal foul against the Timberwolves. And it'll be a half the distance penalty, which moves it right down near the 5-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for Tulsa Union from the 5. A.J. Green in the backfield. Taking the snap to a direct snap and driving towards the end zone. Touchdown to the Redskins. Robon Banks took the direct snap, took it in from 5 yards out, and the Redskins have scored to start the second half.
And Union had an unbalanced line to the side he ran it, and they just overwhelmed Norman North and just had him outnumbered.
T.J. Cowan waiting for the extra point attempt here. Kick is up and good, and Union has taken a 28-17 lead here with 7 minutes exactly left in the third quarter of play. As Robon Banks scores from 5 yards out. Redskins 28, Norman North 17. We'll take a break here with 7 minutes left in this third quarter. You're listening to Union Football on 102.3.
Hey Tulsa, it's Dana Lash. Gun sales have surged this year for a number of very good reasons. But where do you go for the best gun buying experience in Tulsa? you go to Action Arms. They have some of the best deals in town. They're super knowledgeable about firearms. They're fair, honest, and they're going to bend over backwards to help you out in any way that they can. Check out Action Arms on Facebook to see the testimonials. Tulsa, owning a gun is your right. And when you buy a gun, make sure you make the right choice. Visit Action Arms at Mingo and 53rd.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the home of Union High School football. 102.3 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
We're back at Union Tunnel Stadium. The Redskins have just scored to start the second half, 28-17. They lead Norman North. It will be Cooper Houchin to kick off with that strong north wind behind him, gusting 20, 25, maybe 30 miles an hour. The temperature now into the low 40s. Kick comes down, taken at the 5-yard line, 10, 15, 20. Across the 20-yard line it goes. That was Chad McCown who on the return. And the Timberwolves will start from their own 21-yard line on a first and 10. Johnny Harrison made the tackle for Union on the kickoff coverage team. Redskins defense takes the field. Norman North quarterback, Jackson Romaldo, their senior quarterback. No, check it. Gavin Franks has come in. They made a change of quarterback. They brought their junior, 6'4", 200-pounder, Jason Franks is in the backfield by himself. Two receivers left, two to the right side. Nice, keeps it himself. Swings around the left side, 20, 25, and dives forward across the 30-yard line. Or close to it, and very close to a first down. And just short of the first down. 9-yard pickup for Gavin Franks, 6'4", 200-pound junior. He's only thrown two passes so far this season. They're going to mark it second down and one. Football at the Norman North 30-yard line.
Defense needs to watch for some type of deep pass here on a second and short.
Again, Frakes by himself in the backfield, has a man in motion. Hands to the motion man. That is Pavelison. Pavelison breaks the outside 35-40 up to the 42-yard line. And a first down for the Timberwolves. It's a good-looking running back, Coach. Gabe Tavillison, 5'9", 181-pound senior.
Yeah, you've made several comments about him tonight. He is a good running back. He's just, he goes to the hole well and just follows everything, and then he's hard to bring down.
Had 52 yards rushing in the first half and scored a touchdown for them on a 12-yard run. So now first and 10 for Norman North out to their own 41-yard line. Again, the new quarterback, Gavin Franks, the backfield by himself, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, the right side, 40. Flag flies, he's pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Good defense over there for Tulsa Union. Shane Fields was over there, the linebacker, to help push him out of bounds.
Again, sure flags what this on the flag field. Is. Yeah. I'm not sure. Where it's thrown, it probably is holding, but we'll see. And they're coming back this way, so yeah.
Yeah, it is. Like it. Holding against Norman North. That'll cost us a yardage. Bring it back here. Move the football back to the 31-yard line and the 10-yard mark off. And make it first down and 20 now for the Timberwolves.
Now the Redskins cannot let them out of this one. First and 20, they've got to make a stop.
Chad McCown in the backfield behind the quarterback. They've gone back to Romaldo now and running out of bounds on the left side was McCown, on the right side, excuse me, McCown, and pushed out of bounds after a gain on the play. They've gone back to their senior starting quarterback, Jackson Romaldo. They had that first and 20. They got six on the play. It'll be second down and 14 now. Union defensive there has the football marked at Norman North 37-yard line, trying to stop this drive for Norman North and get the ball back. Union leading 28-17 over the Timberwolves. Again, McCown in the backfield. McCown takes the handoff, goes up near the 40-yard line, and is going to be pushed back from there. Nicely done by the Union defense, led by Amari Pierce, the 5'9", 210-pound linebacker. And it'll be third down and 11.
Obviously a big play right here for the defense to make a stop and get the ball back.
Gabriel Ford also getting credit in there for the tackle on the last play for Tulsa Union. So the quarterback Amato looking over the sideline to coach Justin Jones with a signal. Now ready to go here. Has Brock Singleton in the back of the rhythm, is tight end. He keeps it, rolls to his right side, and Arnold throws on the run and is thrown out of bounds. Incomplete up around midfield.
Good job by the defense.
Yeah, tended out there for Kayleen Hearn. And defensively, Union had that well covered and sets up a fourth down, fourth and long for Norman North. They'll punt it away at fourth and 11 from their own 40-yard line. Redskins have Switzer ready to kick off. Luke Switzer on the punt. You're going to let it bounce. Actually hit a Norman North player in the back just inside the Union 40-yard line. And the Redskins will have a good field position again.
Yes, yes, yes.
Will Bradley, Norman North, killed the ball down there, and it'll be 37-yard line for Tulsa Union on a first and 10. Got to get some separation here, Coach.
I agree. This is a big series right here.
Union with their two quarterbacks in the backfield at the same time, Grayson Tempest and the former starter Ravon Banks in the backfield. Tempest loses the football. Whistle sounded first, though, and a flag was down before the really play got underway there. So it is a legal procedure against Tulsa Union. It cost him 5 yards to start this series. So mark it back first and 15. Take the football back to Union's 30-yard line.
I don't know if we got any TU fans out there, but they've upped the lead now to 35-13.
Oh, well done, Golden Hurricane. Banks in the backfield again with Grayson Tempest for Tulsa Union from their own 30-yard line. Tempest takes a snap, hands off. A.J. Green breaks one tackle, breaks another, comes down the sideline here. He's going to be pushed out of bounds up near the Tulsa 43-yard line. That was on a first and 15. Let's see if they'll mark the football here.
It's obvious to everyone that AJ and them are fast and elusive, but they also are very hard to bring down. They're once they get a defensive person with their hands on them, they drag them around for a while.
AJ Green got 12 on that first and 15 play, so it's going to be second down and 3. You need their own 42-yard line. Tavis takes a snap, handoff, breaking through a hole, coming to 50, 40. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and touchdown. Ravon Banks showing his speed as he takes it into the end zone for another long touchdown run for Union. And Tulsa Union has upped their lead to 34-17 with the extra point coming. Ravon Banks, who scored the first touchdown of the second half on a 5-yard touchdown run, goes 58 yards for this touchdown.
That was big. Huge.
Extra point from T.J. Cowan. Waiting for that. Snap, the hold. And the kick is good. 3 minutes, 54 seconds left to play in the third quarter here at Union Tuttle Stadium. It is Tulsa Union 35, Norman North 17. And this is Union Football on 102.3.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station.
If you suffer from erectile dysfunction and have tried treatments that have not produced results, Peak Performance for Men wants to see you. Peak Performance for Men is Tulsa's leader in treating ED, and they do it naturally. No pain, no pills, no pumps, no needles. Peak Performance's state-of-the-art technology rids blood vessels of plaque and scar tissue buildup to stimulate stem cell growth that can get you back to your natural functionality. Peak Performance for Men has an over 85% success rate, with 90% of men reporting positive results in sexual performance. Call now to speak to one of their professional medical staff. 918-727-8181. 918-727-8181. All CDC protocols are in place at their clinic, and they want to see you today to help with your ED issues. Call Peak Performance for Men now. 918-727-8181. 918-727-8181.
Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
That touchdown drive for Tuskegee was 65 yards. Took just two plays with Ravon Banks taking it 58 yards for the touchdown to put Tuskegee up 35-17. Cooper Houchin to get ready to kick off for the Redskins. Norman North has two players deep standing just outside their own goal line with the big wind behind Houchin. He boots it away. And it's going to be into the end zone for a touchback, and Norman North will take it out to the 20-yard line. Chapman McCown catching it in the end zone. Union defense has played well this second half as well, Coach.
Yes, they have, and it's, you know, they haven't shot themselves in the foot. And that was one of the things that has happened. They get a penalty or something, and they've just got to keep – it's not over. This game is not over, so they've got to just keep everything focused the way they had it.
Mentioned the first half, all 17 of Norman North's points were set up by turnovers against Tulsa Union. Two fumbles and an interception. They've played clean so far, and so far Norman North has not scored in the second half with 3:54 left in the third quarter. A little equipment issue over there for Luke Switzer. All right, Switzer's ready to go, so the rest of the team here. Jackson DeMaldo with his running back Chapman McCown behind him. Man in motion goes. DeMaldo takes a snap, turns hands off to McCown. McCown off the left side, breaks a tackle, crosses across the 30, dives near the 35-yard line. He's going to have a first down. Chapman McCown got off to a big run there.
Well, that time they had Brock Singleton, the tight end, lined up in the backfield, and they just followed him through the hole, and he's pretty good size, young man.
Jamar Ray made the tackle for Tulsa Union, but not before a first down for Norman North out at their own 32-yard line now. Again, McCown stays in the backfield along with Romaldo, and their tight end Brock Singleton also in the backfield. Snap, handoff goes to McCown. McCown bounces outside the left side the 40. Going to be spun down to the 43-yard line. He's going to be close to another first down. Got nine. It'll be second and one for Norman North. Clock running down to the three-minute mark of this third quarter. Tulsa Union 35, Norman North 17. Phil McCown in the backfield with Romaldo the quarterback. Switcher split to the left. Two receivers split to the right side. Romaldo takes a snap. Has to McCown, bounce out left side, 40, 45, midfield, has another first down. That was on a third and second and one play. And so far, they've left it all to their sophomore running back, Chapman McCown.
And again, Brock Singleton, instead of lining up at tight end, he's lined up in the backfield as the lead blocker for these running plays.
Our strong safety, the junior Jamari Ray, made the tackle for Union. They're going to get this shut down. Coach, they've been taking big chunks of yardage out. Another first down.
Yeah.
Now they move the ball to Union territory. First and 10 for Norman North at the Union, the 48-yard line. Once again, McCown behind the quarterback. Romaldo takes a snap. Hands to McCown. Goes up the middle this time. He's going to be swarmed under, but still gets about five or six on the play.
Chad McCown, the ball carrier. Tance Hawks, Jamari Ray also in there on the stop for Tulsa Union. He got seven, though. It'll be second down and three.
The only good thing about this is they're running off a lot of clock.
Now they bring Tavellison in the backfield, their star running back. He's behind the quarterback, Romaldo, on a second down and three from the Union 41-yard line. Snap, hands off to Ellison. Boy, he's met and swarmed under and thrown back. Big defensive stop there for Tulsa Union. All kinds of black shirts over there.
Well,
Mathis Robertson was one of the guys in there leading the way. Also, Bryce Ashlock for Tulsa Union.
It's third and three and 35-17. This might be a two down. It might go for it even if it's fourth down from here.
Especially we just got under one minute left in this third quarter.
Yeah.
The model of the quarterback. Two men in the backfield with him. Turn, snap, handoff goes to DeBellison. Breaks up through the 20, the 15. Going to be pushed out of bounds near the 10-yard line. He's on a big hole off the left side. And Gabe DeBellison broke it all the way down inside the Tulsa Union.
First down, Norman North.
And the 10-yard line, wow.
And he's not coming back into the game. I don't know if he's a little hurt after he got knocked out of bounds.
Junior Smith ran him out of bounds, but not before he got to the 10-yard line. First and goal, Norman North at the Tulsa Union 10-yard line. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Motto turns, hands off, and swarmed under right away. It was Chapman McCown there. Good defensive stop there. Gavin Kohler was in there. Linebacker for Tulsa Union. It'll be a second and goal. No gain on the play, so second and goal from the 10. And the clock's running now down to 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Michael Thomas on the stop for Union.
Michael Thomas also getting some credit for the stop there. McCown in the backfield. The clock running down to 10 seconds left in this third quarter. And I don't think they're going to take a snap here. No, they're going to let the time run out here. At the end of the third quarter, it's Tulsa Union 35, Norman North 17. But Norman North has a second and goal from the Union 10 when we come back. You're listening to Union Football, KRMG 102.3.
We are just weeks away from a ridiculously frightening presidential election. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? The stock market, our economy, the future of the nation hanging in the balance, all while we battle coronavirus. You might not be able to control world events. You can control how you prep for the future. I'm here to tell you about a new product that can make your life better each and every day. It's one that could theoretically save your life. It's a Harvestrite home freeze dryer. Harvestrite's freeze dryer lets you preserve your favorite foods in the comfort and convenience of your own home. With this affordable home appliance, you can easily create your own emergency food supply. Plus, you can freeze dry camping meals, pet food, healthy snacks, and so much more. It's a healthier, more cost-effective solution for you and your family. Enjoy the freedom, flexibility, and peace of mind that comes with owning your very own home freeze dryer today. Try out the Harvestrite home freeze dryer. I think that you're going to enjoy it. In fact, I know you're going to enjoy it. I have one. And it allows you to really freeze dry all of your favorite cooking. So you have meals that you've already prepared, and they taste great when you unfreeze them. Go check it out, a Harvestrite home freeze dryer. Learn more at harvestrite.com. Again, that's harvestrite.com. Harvest, R-I-G-H-T.com.